You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
I'm Vince Kelvin. I am thrilled. We are counting down the days to the Cosmic Code Convention, largest event of its type, online only. I've added phenomenal speakers to the lineup, and also we're going full force with podcasts, interviews, free streaming. What's in it for you? Use it as a landmark, something to look forward to, an opportunity to reboot, to start fresh. You know, to defy the odds is whatever adversity comes, comes a time when you look at it and you go, you know what? Cute. But now, you're not going to come in the way of what I want. So you flip the frame around and you decide that no matter what may take place, then you are to remain consistent and true to you, to your dreams, and to what is dearest to you. The benefit of this setup via phone on Monday, it makes it very intimate to right away start to answer questions. Of course, as you ask a question, then it also gives me a sense of where you're at, and then I let one topic lead to another one, so be prepared. It's going to be super, super, super rich. Whether it's life or dealing with love, romance, it's very non-linear. And we observe many people struggle initially, common thing, because they want to know ahead of time where exactly it's going to go, how exactly it's going to be done. Now, there are certain disciplines in life when and where it's essential to know ahead of time exactly where it's going to go. Not many people are flying currently, but I think it would be essential for an airplane to go point A to point B to thoroughly know exactly. You guys know what you're doing, right? You know where you're going. You know how to make this thing happen. Now, there's also other matters, such as starting your own business, designing a new aspect of your character, forming new habits, becoming proficient at a certain skill, where that near addiction in that context to want to know exactly what should I do is extremely counterproductive, because it's a process. And the process starts with motion, and motion leads to distinction, and distinctions will eventually lead to a greater level of proficiency. Why is it that for decades, you know, today I was looking for a picture in an article from about 10 or maybe even 11 years ago in the UK paper The Sun. So I was Googling, you know, pickup artist, 2010, The Sun, and so much written material was coming up, even recent and different major network talking about it. This movement had been around for so long. Why is that? Because the biggest struggle for too many is that they enter it with a protocol that it does not apply for something as volatile as dealing with a human. You're a human dealing with you. So many ingredients come into play, little nuances. When we learn neuro-linguistic programming, we realize that we have five senses. But those five senses, they can be experienced internally. We can see a picture in our mind. We can even recall a taste, even though we're not in the presence of that taste. We can have an internal impression. We can have an external one. We can imagine something that has not yet been, so that's future. We can witness something that is, so it's present. Or we can recall something from the past. That's a lot of option right there. So to look for that one thing to say, to know exactly how do you start your own business, how do you correct this, and how do you never get upset at people anymore, that model would be like trying to fit a circle in a square, trying to open a door with the wrong key, or trying to hammer a nail with a screwdriver. So grant yourself the gift to understand that it's a different dynamic altogether. It's very fluid. So approach it in a more fluid manner. Remember, we're here to be social. So if there's one place where it would make sense that you speak up, you voice yourself, you bring in a request, or you bring in a question or asking for clarification questions, they are not necessarily to be related to something that just happened, because sometimes guys go, I don't really have a question, I haven't done much. Maybe your question then is, how can I do more? What would you suggest when we don't really have a question, and so on. So the floor is open, you unmute yourself. Who will take the first question of the evening?
Hello, Vince, can you hear me?
I was ready to turn it into a silent meditation. Yes, of course, I can hear you.
Awesome, Vince. My question is, when we're creating unforgettable moments for us with girls, what are some ideas that we can play with?
It's a wonderful question. The question is, when we're creating unforgettable moments with girls. So first, let's backtrack for a second and put the recommendation made a moment ago into context. You know, a memorable moment, an incredible moment, is of course not a thing. So it's not necessarily helpful to want that moment to be so memorable, so incredible. You witness many women, you know, I got married 5 times, not to say you should or you shouldn't, but it's common for a woman that is so looking forward for that moment, that wedding, and she wants it to be so incredible that she misses out on it. So, you know, personally, I remind myself always that the sky is the limit, and the sky has no limit. It's infinite. So I'm willing to explore just how far I can take it. On the other hand, I embrace being a human and avoid entering it in a way that's too static, because then I may miss out on other even greater or equal elements, or I may be overly attached and I become dependent. So in all forms of influence, in all forms of communication, do remember that the core dynamic is the person is a little more dependent than the other one. The person is a little more invested, rapidly loses some of their power. So I would ease a little bit. I would also, then number two, know that, for example, a question that often comes is like, how can you be a phenomenal lover in bed? Like this, that one thing. Yeah, they are, you know, at some point I learned some techniques of how to make a woman orgasm really fast, touch a specific spot and so on. And yet I think that it's overall the ability to surrender to the moment, which I invite you to begin to experience for yourself for a moment right now. And sure, it would be easy to think, yeah, but, you know, that was a long day. Really? You had 26 hours? Oh, it was kind of hard today. Hard like what? Like concrete? So I totally understand. But to grant yourself the permission to pause, and little by little, gradual, the process, your question is a process that will be gradual, to begin to access your ability to find the richness in pretty much everything in the moment. And to further the answer to your question, yes, there is the typical dating frame in which we want it to be so memorable for the girl that we do our best to go out of our way. My record was to fly a girl with a helicopter, but it was a girl that I had been with for a long time, and she had some reciprocity, and we were very close.
Yet it's a trap. You start to date somebody, and if you go out of your way the first time to create a phenomenal experience, then you are bound to not only have to duplicate that, to top it. Because everything that is experienced for the first time seems phenomenal, but the second time is like, oh, you know, oh, okay, yeah, oh, we're going to that place again. So I have found that the more you can find the richness in every moment, then you time travel at the level of the mind. If you knew how many times growing up I tried so hard to create the most incredible experience to have with a girl, and sometimes we don't have the same likes. So for me, it felt like it was phenomenal. For her, it didn't feel like that. I remember I threw this big birthday party for a girl, and later on she said, that was nice, but you know, what I really wanted was to kind of be cozy with you. I went like, oh, no! I went through all of that for that, so we don't know what they want. Plus also the time with women. Oftentimes you kind of set up meeting a girl, and then suddenly it doesn't happen because at the time you set it up, it sounded like a good idea. Yeah, you know, let's go out, let's do this. But at the time of it coming, maybe she's in a different mode, different mood. So then after that, I went the complete opposite direction. I did a world record of simple, yeah, pop in by my place, we'll see. Doesn't seem like much. The girl is there, and we go on a journey, you know, trigger the imagination. We just did that phenomenal event with Rocco, and all the events, all the answers, all that we tap into is so multidimensional. Meaning a person, the event was geared towards being playful, and yet the systems we both shared and the recommendation could make somebody be very rapidly very attuned to their creativity and take a person on an internal journey like no other. And the dynamic of attraction will always be greater when you don't become dependent on making sure the other person has a wonderful time. The best, if you want a person to have an experience, is to have that experience yourself. Second, also, we come from a place of testing. Us men, we're so fast that, oh, there's that girl, oh, that's going to be great. And if we don't pay attention, maybe she's not such a good match for us. So we should not rush into it. We can operate fast, but not rush into it. So I know I'm giving you plenty. You got the benefit of the recording afterwards. Let the guys know in the groups one more time. I see a couple missing of our regulars. It's a time to go strong also. You know, you got to work in stages, in phases. So right now we're at a place where for the majority of the world, the signs of it's relaxing a little bit. So right there, one trap would be, oh, we're good, we're done, I relax, and I go back to the same old ways. There's signs also of why it's starting to be long. How soon is it going to be back to normal, okay? And there's signs of, hey, after all, you know, it was very frightening at first, but I'm okay. I managed. That is not the way of the champion. The way of the champion is when, let's say, you're running and you start to see others slow down. That's just signal to speed it up a little bit. So this is a wonderful time to really hammer it in that this is a whole new life. I am coming out of this thing stronger, smarter, wiser, more in love with myself. Everything is better. For that, it takes, you know, resilience. It's what we do after what we did, after what we did, after what we did, that really makes the difference. And also polarity, we can't just be like, come on, man, do it better, do it better. We also have to balance that with as I am right now. Wonderful. You're welcome to ask another question, and I will also open the floor for anybody else, any matters of your life. We share ideas together. We create a dynamic. It is your responsibility, even though this is a free call, a free podcast, as you're listening, make it count. I love landmarks. I'll give you one more idea while you warm up into your next question or whatever topic you want to cover. And yet, the power of simple landmarks. Currently, I'm not driving at all because I got everything I need where I live. Yet, in terms of driving, certainly I would say when I pass this green light over there, on the other side of that street is a whole new reality for me. To stimulate ourselves, to not depend on the landmark of the world to suddenly go, okay, it's a fresh new beginning. And whatever we rehearse, whatever we attend frequently, we make more distinctions and we become more proficient at. So before you know it, you're strengthening an invisible muscle of a powerful habit to have as a point of focus. There's so many things we can focus on at any given time. So then the quality of your focus kind of determines the quality of your experience, which in turn determines your overall direction. So I love to collect powerful points of focus and strengthening invisible areas that are going to help me everywhere. Because whatever we do, you know, we get excited one day, 2 days, 3 days, and then, okay, there's always that promise of eventually everything will be perfect. I know it. I feel it. And then we realize life is life. I still got to get up. I still got to do this. So to strengthen the habit of a fresh new start, a fresh new start. And that is something you can do at any given time. So whether you heard me before, if you hear me every day, each time you're right now here, you're making the time, be a wise investor wherever you make time, make it count. So imagine, what would it be like if by the time we wrap up this call, you are a whole new level in your life with no obligation, with no restrictions. You know, part of making the progress we want to make, we got to dust off a lot of false sense of things. We've all been told, oh, you need to apply yourself with a bit of pressure from others. So suddenly we decide, I want to improve my life, but somehow we do it in bizarre ways where we pressure ourselves, where we're hard on ourselves. And that wasn't the initial idea, and that's not what we're after at all. All right, plenty said on my side. I pass it to you. Are we going to that silent meditation? We'll see.
What? Yeah, Vince, I've got another question.
You guys making it easy for me.
Vince, I've got another question.
Akash,
can you hear me?
Thank God, I was sweating it. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be another 30 minutes of silence. I'm being silly. I can hear you well.
Awesome. My question, Vince, is you mentioned points of focus. What are some, will you go into like a bit more detail on that? In other words, when we're in a pickup or in a seduction, what are points of focus for us? How should we place our points of focus, or where should we place our attention?
Very good. There needs to be a connection. Okay? So it's got to be connected with here now. Again, this really is another wonderful, thank you so much, demonstration of what I've explained at the beginning of the podcast, protocols. So oftentimes, you know, for example, you apply for something. A buddy of mine today was filling up the paper for employment, okay? So right there, it's a protocol, and I'm not putting it down because I'm a believer that at the right time for the right reason, everything can eventually serve. So then it's about knowing what to use, when, how, where, why. So right there, you know, it's probably not immediate access. Yes, there are jobs like that, you know, and pretty much in the old days, they probably would say, yeah, come, we need you to pile those boxes over there. So we're like in motion right away. It's a process. There's a beginning. There's some steps to follow. So we get used to that. But now, again, a point of focus, there's infinite points of focus. So we need to detach a little bit from that model of approaching something like there is one and you learn it and you got it. And grant ourselves the permission to put into practice the principle of the law of motion. To move something, unless you have supernatural power and you move mountains from the distance, or you can bind a spoon, and there's ways to do that, once went to a workshop where I learned how to bind a spoon. So you know there's a system to it. Then whatever you're going to move, it's got to start from where it's at. So you examine your current point of focus. It's subtle. That's why we often refer to it as subconscious. Because there's a task at hand. There's the obvious right now. If you're listening and you're calling live, yeah, I'm on the phone right now. Maybe somebody's going, hey, wait, I'm on the podcast. If you're listening afterwards, maybe you're multitasking, which is not necessarily and always the best thing to do, but it's also awesome because you cover more ground, do both. So there is also something a little bit deeper than that. For example, a person may get up and there's a little unease that day, and then subconsciously they're kind of staying with that, you know, almost like, unease. Or there's a little preoccupation, or there's a little presupposition that it may not work. See, many guys don't realize that you could, for the majority of the process, talk to the girl, be engaged, do some pretty awesome things, but maybe the core point of focus, and when I say the core, again, I don't want to do what I suggest avoiding in that context by making it something too rigid. One of the points might be a presupposition that, you know, I'm not sure that I can get that girl. So it takes paying attention. That's why a recommendation, you know, it's fascinating. I've done all those podcasts. Suddenly we do one with my buddy, the comedian. Suddenly we do one with somebody who's an actual yogi. Suddenly we do one with somebody who's like a total player. And it seems that each and every one will say, make sure you have a meditation practice. And it's not about which kind of meditation. It's about kind of connecting with ourselves, becoming more aware of where you're at, what's really going on. Okay, so you got to detect first elimination to make sure that it's you're not engaged without really realizing it into a point of focus that presupposes defeat, that presupposes some drama, or that has an element of an unhealthy obsession. If you detect that, ease, and remember, one of the biggest misconceptions is how quickly we can shift our course, at least internally, and pay attention to something else. And then there's already times when you focus on something a little bit more optimal. So uncover those and then get creative. Okay? Simple one could be if you start to focus on, if I knew for sure I could only succeed, how would I feel right now? The classic. Try this. Think about one thing you want to do. Don't pick something. Well, you can pick something in the distance, something intermediate, or something still part of your day. And suddenly you go, if I knew for sure I was going to succeed. And you stay with that question for a second. That's a powerful point of focus. And it certainly is superior with the whole idea of a point of focus. Sometimes it helps to realize that even if, let's say, somebody is listening to a hypnotic trance and they don't really register the suggestion, the simple fact that they are listening to something that's a little bit more optimal versus thinking something that's detrimental is already a miracle. Even if a guy walks around and he goes like, yeah, it's coming, you know, it's coming, I'm making progress, and he's not sure of that, it's better than him focusing on, oh, there's so many people and I don't know anybody. So there again, bring it closer home with all those matters that we use different verbiage to define it, you know, characteristics, beliefs, values, all the invisible aspects of beingness at the mental, emotional, spiritual, or even behavioral level. They're not like an object that's right in front of you. Ah, I found my confidence. I remember the other day I was saying, I'm not so confident anymore. Yeah, it was underneath the bed. I got it. So we got to watch out because we search too far. Begin right now and let those words inspire you right here and right now. Honestly, one thing that I've been stating that for years, but I fucking love it. This is how I really work with myself. Personally, I love the basics. our buddy Rocco was saying that he was trained with special forces, and there he was surprised. You hear the same thing usually martial artists also. They often say that, you know, at a higher level, you think, oh, they're going to do all those complex things, when what they do, they really master the basics. So I like to keep my own personal strategies to grow simple. So to evaluate whether or not I'm fooling myself or I'm being a little bit delusional, when I start to go, oh, I cannot, I want to, but how do you, and so on. Even the how do you, which is a beautiful question, understand. Okay, we got to keep the questions coming. We're not saying, no, don't ask those questions, but we are fueling the answers that are the better answers for those questions. So I ask myself, if your life depended on it right now, what would you do? So I may go like, oh man, I don't really know, you know, I got all those podcasts organized and I'm not sure like when and whom can do it. Suddenly, you turn around, your life depends on it, you know. Weird regime, if you look through history, you know, there were many times when suddenly there was persecution of a certain type of people and they would just grab you. So imagine, suddenly they go, you procrastinate, we'll fucking grab you. That's it. Okay? You're in a camp, end of it. All the people who every day go, yeah, but I don't know. Or you don't interact with women, you don't text girls, you don't make headways, you don't come up with a point of focus right here and right now, make it good. Even if there was pressure with it, we would surprise ourselves. So personally, if I can genuinely, truly go, you know what? I still wouldn't be able to do anything. I remind myself it's not completely true. You could pretend, you could do something. There's always something you could do. Yet, I make no mistake, and this way I make headways faster. So as you're listening, what would be a helpful point of focus, and learn how to start small to get yourself in motion. And it will lead to more. We're equipped with natural learning functions. You know, even those people who go, well, sometimes I don't know how to continue a conversation in my interactions. That is not the only aspect of it. It's probably that you get overly concerned because you don't remember that there's a natural flow. Something within you is going to put the pieces together. My whole process of pickup for me is I will never think ahead what I'm going to do or say to the girl. I get myself closer. I get myself in motion. And the rest follows. Internal natural abilities to deduct. You realize, you know, some of the first few things we've learned, like learning how to walk. If somebody, when you took or I took my first step, came to us and said, identify yourself, who are you and what are you currently doing? We were not conscious. We couldn't have said, well, I am Vince Kelvin and this is my first attempt at taking a step. So that means that even when we're not conscious, there's a force within us that can allow us to make tremendous headways. But what do? We get concerned, we search too far, and remember, the majority of the systems we're exposed to are oftentimes step back in line, did you answer that question? What is your social security number? What is this? What is that? And I'm not putting this down because I couldn't imagine coming up with a better system that would be as functional as that, honestly. Okay, I'm working on it, but if we're honest, could I really structure it so we'll keep track of all those things and there's some sense in it? Wow, good luck, it would take a lot. But at the same time, we must know what requires what. Matters of self-improvement, matters of tapping into greater options, matters of being innovative, matters of being social, matters of being impactful with others, they don't operate like that. We're still in the caveman days of understanding all that which is involved with communicating with others and ourselves and what creates those chain reactions within, why suddenly we start to evolve and that process. So keep it simple. Start where you're at. You're capable of coming up with one thing and then another one. Grasp the concept. grasp the concept more than the 1, 2, 3 ABC, which is wonderful. But you know what? If you got a 1, 2, 3 ABC system with a girl, the girl's right in front of you. She could turn around and change her mind and start walking away. There's so many options where a body could go. So what you do, you get in motion so you have enough experience so you can kind of pre-assess what she's likely to do. Then you use common sense. What would you do if she goes in that direction? So notice right there, we're no longer at one thing. We're like at a series of options. So that's why I have found that you got to trust this. Okay? Many don't thrive with women or don't thrive in setting their life so they love what they do. They do what they love because at first, they're lacking the trust to know that they can. And then they are lacking the same trust to trust. Those are the answers that you are looking for. And it's easy to go, yeah, I know, but it will go right back to the same system. And then this process of teaching is fascinating. You see some that, wow, skyrocket. Okay, it's been a while, steady progress. And some, it's like they're going in a circle. And it doesn't matter. And then they go and they study with somebody else, and they do the same thing. So trust, hear it. The true point of focus to thrive with being social, number one, a mindset that is completely different than the mindset that we grew up in. So, of course, at first it's going to feel very foreign. Second, protocols in place as options. What comes even before that, that's part of the mindset, is an incredible ability to adapt that we all have. We're constantly adapting. Otherwise, people would run into walls. Otherwise, people wouldn't even get dressed. Okay, we need to adapt from sleep to I'm up now. We're constantly adapting to new location. Otherwise, people could not even move into a new place. They would freak out. Bring me back to my old apartment. Okay, so we're already masters of adaptation, but we get that break whenever we start to either enter it with a protocol and a system that's not the one that will open the door, that's not the password that opens the account, we start to struggle. Whenever we do that, we deviate more. So it's also being okay with not exactly knowing and beginning. That is why for so long so many voiced it in different ways. It's always a little confused because we have different references of those words, you know. Oh, be the adventurous man, be the superior man, be alpha, be daring, be a pioneer, be an original. But what is the true fabric of that? Well, one of the main qualities of those different ways that I just stated is, I don't exactly know what's coming next, but I'm okay with it. So strengthen that muscle. I don't know where to begin, but I begin. I don't know what to say, but I say. And everything is a habit, and that is a powerful point of focus, to train yourself to do that. But unfortunately, what do most people do? And if you're the type, you've been studying for some time, and it's better, but it's not the result you wanted, reevaluate your protocol and maybe know that you came in dedicated, devoted, but there was still a little bit of an attachment to that specific system and the thing that would much more help you than that is be the true Casanova. I don't exactly know, but I'm fine. And everything, again, I said it before, that we visit fairly often and we pay attention and we do our best to improve, we will master. You know, one thing that I love about, like, you see all those little different videos on social media, and it's amazing what humans can do. You know, suddenly, like, you see somebody juggling with chainsaw. I saw a video the other day. This guy cuts a piece of wood, and what are you going to do? And not using any piece of heavy-duty equipment, then he turns it into a cup. And then you see people doing stunts with whatever. You know what I'm talking about. So trust that you find a point of focus. You will naturally make headways. You stay with it and be the true Casanova. That's the number one ingredient, and that's always my return point. If you know how many times I'm somewhere, I'm with a girl, it may be my place, and if you ask me in that moment, what is your strategy? Means what are you doing next? I would be, I don't have a clue, but I know it's coming, and that is the point of strength. And then I do come up with something. So it's a sum total of all that I've accumulated. It's a symptom of all the time that I pressed forward even though I wasn't sure and I didn't know. And it's also relying on higher inner intelligence. And then there's also plenty of times when if we parachute you and we go, okay, look at Vince, look at the girl, she's saying, oh, she doesn't know, you know, his career's all crazy, and anyway, she's busy with school, and she wasn't going to come out, and she should go home. In that moment, pause. What do you think is happening? Oh, shit, it doesn't look good. Okay, well, let's find out. Let's fast forward. Oh, they're in bed and they're naked. How the fuck did that come to be? All right? And also, you know, I was moved by my dear friend Rocco. He mentioned that even though he wakes up and he had some hardcore training, and I mentioned him a lot because I really want for more people to benefit from this priceless piece we did together. It's still on social media, The Power of Playfulness. Very, very rich program. Very multidimensional. But anyway, he admitted that, hey, despite all of that, you know, training with special forces, he will still snooze. So I've also had world record times of I've done the wrong thing in the wrong way, and that's okay. Part of your growth is to also be more self-tolerant, to rehumanize this whole thing. You want greater success as a human with human, rehumanize, and don't go in just one direction. You know, we could just be, you know, I'm quite vulnerable, I don't really know, and we stack that wouldn't be good. But on the other hand, we should avoid always being like, oh, but how do you, and how can I, and I want now, and I need to, and happen, and sometimes I don't. Well, I got news for you. That's kind of how life is. I'm looking at the time, and I think we did it for tonight. So visit the site to see all the new speakers we're adding. CosmicCodeConvention.com. Big surprise for everybody, because I'm putting this together from the heart to impact a variety of communities, spiritual, business, and social arts. All of our brothers and sisters, all of the teachers, my colleagues, you know, so we get together. And I don't know where people stand at. Many people are doing very helpful things for others. That's the way, you know, we come together. So I've put the tab on that 4 days event solo. It's going to be a big surprise. I don't want to say it because we do a little sliding scale, so catch what you see in front of you. But go to the site and see everything that we're offering, and then go, wow, everybody's telling me you're giving it away. And yes, they are right. I'm giving it away because I like to make a difference with what I have, with my knack, with my specialty. Okay. At the same time, if you're listening to the podcast afterwards, be certain to subscribe to the podcast, because we are putting a new one up every day, every other day. We're going to interview some rock stars, famous actors, directors, the best of the best in the social art community, some healers, some psychics, and so on. And I think we'll keep it at that for tonight. Thank you, everybody. Much love. And this concludes tonight's podcast.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.